Welcome to the Insurrection Off-Ramp. Pat McCurdy, your host, today dealing with the big lie, little lie, and the in-between lie. The one most irritating me coming from the MAGA side of the tracks, what about Biden being responsible for ex-President Trump's problems in the courtroom and all of his 80-some felonies and whatnot, to pretending like it's somebody else's fault. Just imagine if this were your child and he were in trouble with the principal at school. You would probably tell him that he may have to adjust his behavior because the principal will not. So anyway, these are Republicans that are testifying against ex-President Trump in New York, number one. Number two, the election wasn't stolen. Number three, and most obvious, he's not Jesus Christ. I promise you he is not. In fact, if he's Jesus Christ, may the Lord strike me dead.
Carrie Lake and Donald Trump. At first, they admitted they wanted a national abortion ban.
I don't think abortion pills should be legal.
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Now, they're pretending they won't back the ban if they're elected. They're lying.
This total ban on abortion is out of line with where the people of this state are.
Did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did.
I agree with President Trump. This is such a personal and private issue.
Two frauds desperately running from the truth and from their real position. She backed the ban, and he's still bragging about ending Roe.
Look, that I was able to terminate Roe v. Wade, and I'm proud to have done it. I was so honored to have done it.
They'll ban all abortion, even to save a mother's life. They'll end IVF, and they'll ban birth control. Donald Trump and Carrie Lake, they're the same. They're dishonest, deceptive, and dangerous for every woman.
Here on Radio Free Ukraine, I'd like to thank Speaker Johnson for getting off his duff, finally sending some aid over there to the people in Ukraine. Also would like to thank the listeners in Ukraine for getting back with me, and try it again at patspods@gmail.com if you want to say hi. I'd like to thank also Billy Brown for these wonderful headsets so I can hear myself. And I don't know if he was trying to be mean or not, but they work wonderfully. And thanks for coming up to say hello, Billy. It was good to see you again. Also, I'd like to say hi to Bruce Alkire, Ron Jameson, and Joe Belasic. Shout out to those gentlemen. And I appreciate their support and their kind words here on the off-ramp, trying to use some cult deprogramming to get rid of some of the MAGA cultists out there. Not really get rid of them. We don't want to get rid of them. We want them to maybe go to a concert, take a swim, go dancing, singing, do something. Besides hate people, it's getting real old. Even Moscow Marge, the traitor, Georgia, even getting shut down. She's trying to kick out another Speaker of the House, and so turmoil and chaos. A Republican held the majority House of Representatives. They've gotten almost nothing done, and finally Speaker Johnson showed some kahunas and went ahead and got some aid to Ukraine, some humanitarian aid to Gaza Strip, where they're suffering there. And we would also like to say, you know, no war is good, and it's hard to pick sides, especially this isn't really the Israeli thing. Is really not our war. They are our allies, and we do need allies strategically located over there in the Mideast. I certainly just wish they would stop it. The purpose of war, after all, is to protect civilians. And when you start killing civilians more than you protect, then you've lost the war. And so it's time to call a ceasefire over there and knock it off. It's too much of that. Also like to give a shout out to all the people that are doing humanitarian work throughout the United States and the world. And I know that Haiti now is another hot spot, and we're trying to take care of that. Also would like to let you know that we will be doing some more deprogramming, and we take you now to downtown Manhattan to the courtroom where the only president of the United States has ever been in criminal court. Here is the sounds of the courtroom with Donald J. Trump, ex-president and Bible salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a tune by Parker Millsap on the off-ramp, recommended by Dr. Roberto Baruth, a local and actually international figure. He's written books and taught classes and just all around good guy to know. This is Parker Millsap. There's a wilderness within you.
There's a wilderness within you. There's a forest in your heart. There's a wilderness within you, and it's been there since the start. There's an oak tree tall and mighty. There's a sparrow small and frail. That old creek's always winding down a million rabbit trails. There's a molehill like a mountain. In the mountain there's a cave. There's a brand new mama shouting. The wolves haul off her babe. There's a wilderness within you. A coral reef inside your soul. There's a wilderness within you. And it's out of your control. There's a hill that's ever rolling. There's a sea that's never still. There's a story still unfolding, and I wish it always will. There's a field that's full of violets. There's a bruise that's purple brown. There's a little bit of violence in a lot of fertile ground. There's a prairie and open. There's a jungle deep and dense. There's a sunset for the hoping and a busted down old fence. In your mind, there's a wilderness within you. There's a whole lot left to find. There's a voice that whispers softly. There's a tongue that's telling lies. There's the problem and the solving, tangled up inside. There's a wilderness within you. There's a seed inside your soul. There's a wilderness within you, and it's out of your control. And it's out of your control.
Russia's brutal, unprovoked war against Ukraine. Daily attacks on civilians, schools, hospitals, neighborhoods. Vladimir Putin wants to reestablish the old Soviet Union. The goal of this evil new alliance with Iran, China, and North Korea is to humiliate America, to drive us out, destroy NATO, weaken our military might. And it's working. It's working because Republicans are helping Putin right now. They've joined Russia, Iran, and China in fighting against Ukraine and America by blocking vital assistance, all so Russia can win. Ukraine has never asked for a single American to give their life to protect their country, just the ammunition to beat Putin. Ask your congressman why he's backing Russia against America and Ukraine. Vladimir Putin is America's enemy. And if you stand with America's enemy, what does that make you?
preceding was courtesy of the Lincoln Project.
Well, I don't have to tell you, this is the best part of the football season, and baseball is not far off, and for that reason I'd like to do something called Baseball and Football. Now, you have to remember that baseball is different from any other sport, really different from any other sport. For instance, in most sports, you score points or goals. In baseball, you score runs. In most sports, the ball or object is put in play by the offensive team. In baseball, the defense puts the ball in play, and only the defense is allowed to touch the ball. In fact, if an offensive player touches the ball in baseball, he's out. Even unintentionally, he's out. In most sports, the team is run by a coach. In baseball, the team is run by a manager. And only in baseball does the manager or coach wear the same clothing the players do. If you have ever seen Buddy Ryan in his Houston Oilers football uniform, you will know the reason for this custom. Now, baseball and football are our two most popular sports in this country, and as such, you would think they might tell us something about ourselves. You know, maybe who we are or how we've changed. Baseball is a 19th century pastoral game. Football is a 20th century technological struggle. Baseball is played in a park, the baseball park. Football is played in a stadium sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium. Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life. Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet. In baseball, you wear a cap! Football is concerned with downs. What down is it? Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up. In football, you receive a penalty. In baseball, you make an error. Whoops! The specialist comes in to kick something. In baseball, the specialist comes in to relieve somebody. Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, piling on, personal fouls, late hitting, and unnecessary roughness. Baseball has the sacrifice. Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, fog, can't see the game, don't know if there is a game going on. Mud on the field, can't read the uniforms, can't read the yard markers, the struggle will continue. In baseball, if it rains, we don't go out to play. I can't go out, it's raining out. Baseball has the seventh inning stretch. Football has the 2-minute warning. In baseball, during the game in the stands, there's kind of a picnic feeling. Emotions may run high or low, but there's not that much unpleasantness. In football, during the game in the stands, you can be sure that at least 27 times you are perfectly capable of taking the life of a fellow human being, preferably a stranger. And finally, the objectives of the games are completely different. In football, the object is for the quarterback, sometimes called the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home.
By the way, those are lovely golden sneakers, Mr. Ex-President. We understand you no longer want to kill Mike Pence. How do you feel about him now?
Although he did announce the other day that he'd much rather see Biden as president. And I agree with him. I agree.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
This weekend, Trump went crazy on social media. Sounds about normal, right? But this time, he was targeting the judges overseeing his criminal and civil trials, asking, how many judges do I have to endure before somebody steps in? Somebody steps in? To do what, Donald? To attack the judges? To kill them or their families? He told a violent mob that attacked the Capitol, be there will be wild.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
He told the Proud Boys to stand by.
Stand back and stand by.
He told us these were good people in Charlottesville.
Very fine people on both sides.
Now, he's putting the lives of these judges and their families in danger. He knows that his followers are just waiting for the signal. So when the attack comes, you'll know who ordered it. We've said that Donald Trump is corrupt. We've told you he's an authoritarian. We've said that he's dangerous. But we've never said he doesn't know exactly what he's doing.
Long, long time ago, a Tuesday in November, when that sinking feeling laid us low, we knew if he had his way, that we'd all live to curse the day when decency received a fatal blow. His bankruptcy's got no attention, pussy grabbing barely mentioned, promising a great wall. He swore to make tax rates fall. I still remember how I tried to have sympathy for his third bride, but something rumbled deep inside the day democracy died. But no, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye, singing vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. Is Putin the one to blame? 'Cause we all know it was not Ukraine who lost it by 3 million strong. And do you believe the shit he says? Repeat it by Fox talking heads. We're quite amazed they fell for such a con. All the red hats at his rallies cheer, but there must be something in the beer. 'Cause if they had a brain, then they know this man's insane. Ooh, he was a loser, bullied by his dad, kept bailing out. Anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. Every 4 years we all make a choice and try to unite our divided voice. I guess that's how it's always been. Now we find ourselves in this crazy state, in a war to vote for love or hate. And we can't ever let the dark win. Oh, dictatorship was not our thing, but electors picked a tyrant king. And peaches sure taste sweet. Oh, but yeah, that's all history. 'Cause when Moscow Mitch gets on a case, then honor's gone without a trace. And we all pray they'd be replaced before democracy dies. Now we're singing, no, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye. Singing, vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. Face it, face it, he's just a racist. And white is what he means. Rich and white is better, yes. A mobster with a crooked past who laundered condos for autocrats, but he can't outrun the bloodhounds on his tracks. 'Cause the time keeps ticking.
innocent, I'm not amused. Too many to suppress. Oh, what a white house repossessed. Yeah, we know that right is on our side, and soon we'll look back full of pride. Together we can reverse the tide before democracy dies. Now we're singing, no, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye. Singing, vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. In fits of rage, playing the victim well, he cast his creepy spell. And as conspiracies on Facebook flow, we flip the page and just say no, because only she would watch that show and let democracy die. We're all saying no, don't let democracy die. Ignoramus can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye. Singing, vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. I met a girl who chose him once. Now she regrets she played the dunce. And she's a leading activist. I went down to the polling place, saw lines for miles, all happy faced, and the crowd there knows who they're not gonna pick. And on the screens the pundits shriek, a slanted poll, an angry tweet, hackers interfering, it's too late for a hearing. Good thing you and I and all our friends now realize our life depends on making sure this madness ends before democracy dies. Yeah, we're all singing, no, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye. Singing, vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. We're all singing, no, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye. Singing, vote for anyone but this guy.
You've got to hand it to Donald Trump. Not only is he very honest, but he knows how to stay out of trouble. Eat tacos for breakfast, and get a comedian to read you the news. Live the good life, sleep in the streets. Until next time, Pat McCurdy with the Insurrection Off-Ramp.
That's all, folks.